everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
All right, welcome back. Firm buyer support quickly returning to the cattle market throughout the second half of the day with gains in live cattle nearing or exceeding a dollar per hundredweight. Corn prices were lower today in live trade. December corn futures about 2 cents lower. The Dow Jones is 69 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 5 points. In live cattle, strong midweek gains quickly developed in the live cattle futures, with nearby contracts holding gains from 70 cents to $1.10 per hundredweight, with commercial support quickly and aggressively moving into the market. This brought about even more market support throughout the entire cattle complex. Cash cattle bids, though, starting to develop throughout the day with prices at $106 live basis in both north and south, while dressed bids at $168 were seen in the north. It's uncertain just how much additional buyer support will be seen before the end of the week. Activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction today totaled 1,732 head, with only 705 steers and heifers actually selling today. And beef cutouts today were mixed, with select up 55 cents and down 20 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light box movement of 59 total loads. In feeder cattle, trade wandered higher and lower in a moderate to wide range throughout the day as traders gave back early support. But the overall pressure in the cattle market was unable to hold, with prices seen 17 to 70 cents per hundredweight higher. The late day push higher could help spark some additional buyer activity to move back into the complex. This brought about some increased support to the entire market. Grain futures, though, were mixed today but tried to firm after a range-bound overnight session. Corn prices were down a little after trading in a 2-cent range overnight. December futures found support today after they failed to hold the 25-day moving average. Soybeans, though, were a little lower after holding a dip near chart support overnight. November futures broke below major moving averages on Monday's break. Wheat prices, though, edged higher today after they kept all three markets to inside days in quiet trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.